I would say that we can surmise the proximate official justification for the Allied occupation in a document that was issued shortly before the end of the war in East Asia. This document appeared in July 26, 1945. It was the proclamation defining terms for Japanese surrender. This is generally known as the Potsdam Declaration. It was agreed by representatives from the U.S., Britain, and China in Potsdam, a city near Berlin in newly occupied Germany. Acquiescing to military occupation was laid out in this document as a requirement for Japan's unconditional surrender. So term six called for the elimination of, quote, the authority and influence of those who have deceived the people of Japan into embarking on world conquest, end quote, so as to make possible a new order of peace, security, and justice. Term seven then indicated that until this new order of peace and security was established, quote, points in Japanese territory shall be occupied to secure the achievement of the basic objectives we are here setting forth. Now, these basic objectives for the occupation are usually summed up in the formula demilitarization and democratization. The occupation was to continue until the Allies had convincing proof that Japan's war-making power was destroyed, stern justice was meted out to all war criminals convicted under newly defined crimes against humanity, and, as I think quite important, term number 10 of the Potsdam Declaration put it, until the Japanese government removed all obstacles to the revival and strengthening of democratic tendencies among the Japanese people, establishing freedom of speech, of religion, and of thought, as well as respect for fundamental human rights. So as the historian John Dower has noted, this was a really sweeping agenda without much in the way of precedent. Even the earlier Yalta Declaration related to the occupation of Germany was more focused on denazification than this broad agenda of democratizing Japan and establishing respect for human rights. I should add here that this agenda seemed to mostly ignore earlier precedents for democracy in Japan. The occupation then was supposed to continue until these objectives were met. It ultimately lasted 7 years, from 1945 to 1952, nearly twice as long as the Pacific War. Across the latter half of this period, American support diminished for some of the aims of the occupation originally laid out in the Potsdam Declaration related to that agenda of democratization of demilitarization in response to the heightening of Cold War tensions.